KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our forecast for today is calling for partly cloudy skies with a high around 26 and partly cloudy tonight, a low of 10. In the news, the Shelby County Sheriff's Office today issued a report on four recent arrests. On February 13th, authorities arrested 34-year-old Jeremy Carrier Tischer of Harlan following a traffic stop in Shelby. Upon further investigation, it was learned that Carrier Tischer's driving privileges were suspended through the state of Iowa, and he had an active warrant out of Pottawatomie County. Carrier Tischer was charged with driving while suspended. He was taken into custody without incident and transferred to the Shelby County Jail. He was released later after posting both required surety bonds. On February 11th, 40-year-old Brian Christopher Heller was arrested and charged with driving while suspended following a traffic stop on Peach Road. Heller was taken into custody without incident and transferred to the Shelby County Jail, where he was released the following morning on his own recognizance. And there were two arrests on February 9th in Shelby County. Croy Carl Brink was arrested following a traffic stop on Highway 191 at F-32. Upon further investigation, Brink was charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and he was fined for improper registration plate lamp. He was taken into custody without incident and booked into the Shelby County Jail and held on a $1,300 bond until the following morning when he was released on his own recognizance. And authorities were dispatched on February 9th to a residence along Station Street where a domestic assault situation was taking place. Upon further investigation and visible injuries, 33-year-old Amanda Jean Thurman was taken into custody and formally charged with domestic abuse assault with injury. Thurman was held without bond until making an initial appearance the following morning. She was then released on her own recognizance. A 47-year-old Sioux City man has pleaded not guilty to shooting arrows at police officers during a standoff. Mitchell Smith entered his written plea on Wednesday. He's charged with attempted murder, intimidation with a dangerous weapon, and two counts of assault on a peace officer. Officers had been called to a home December 1st on reports that Smith was threatening a neighbor's wife. Police say when officers were preparing to leave, Smith fired an arrow over one of the officers' heads. When the officers got into their car, Smith allegedly fired another arrow. And during a standoff, Smith reportedly fired two more arrows before officers were able to subdue him. Sheriff's officials in southeast Iowa's Wapello County report today a man allegedly attempting to break into a home was shot by the homeowner and later died. Authorities received a 911 call around 9:19 p.m. Thursday. The caller explained a man was attempting to gain entrance into their residence that's located between Ottumwa and Agency on 97th Avenue. A preliminary investigation determined the suspect, whose name was not immediately released, did forcibly enter the home before being shot by the homeowner. The man was transported by helicopter to the University of Iowa Hospital, where he died. The incident remains under investigation by the Wapello County Sheriff's Office, along with assistance from the Iowa DCI, Iowa State Patrol, Wapello County EMA, and the Iowa DOT's Motor Vehicle Enforcement Division. Elsewhere in the news, nominations are now being accepted for this year's Iowa's Character Awards, which will go to individual Iowans, businesses, or organizations that display good character. Hillary Ortman, Associate Director of the Robert and Billy Ray Center at Drake University in Des Moines, says they're hoping to single out an array of Iowans.
Since 2005, we've recognized more than 150 Iowans, both groups and individuals, for demonstrating good character. These are people who are invested in their community, treating others with respect, and really working to make not just their communities, but the state of Iowa and the world a better place.
While COVID-19 has forced the cancellation of a host of events for many months, Ortman says they're hopeful they'll be able to go ahead with the awards ceremony this summer.
We typically host our events on a Friday in July, and due to moving a different event that we usually host in April, we are now going to be hosting the Iowa Character Awards Sunday, August 29th, and it's going to be an early afternoon event at Prairie Meadows Event Center in Altoona.
She said there are a host of categories in which nominations are now being taken.
We accept nominations for both a business and organization of character, an adult citizen, a youth citizen, an educator of character. We also recognize a school, a student organization, a community of character.
And the entry deadline is May the 2nd. You can learn more at www.iowacharacterawards.org. Cass County Health System, or CCHS, and its affiliate organizations have released their scholarship applications for the upcoming school year, including a new scholarship designated for nursing. CCHS Chief Nursing Officer Amanda Byerline says CCHS is proud to be actively involved in the education of the next generations of nurses by serving as a clinical site for local and regional nursing programs. The addition of the scholarship, she says, is just one more way to positively contribute to the future of nursing. Byerline says there's no better place to make that investment than in our rural communities, where we know students and their families have experienced the importance of high-quality rural health care. It's our goal, she said, to retain our best and brightest talents right here at home. The 2021 scholarships offered by CCHS include a $500 scholarship to a Southwest Iowa student who is enrolled in or accepted into a nursing program. The CCHS offers a $500 scholarship to Southwest Iowa student pursuing a degree in a health-related career. The CCHS Auxiliary provides grant-in-aid scholarships for students pursuing a health-related career. And the CCHS Foundation offers $10,000 scholarships to students who are enrolled in and have been accepted into a nursing or medical doctor program or educational program. Those scholarships were established by request from Louie and Elsie Hansen. Dave Chase, CCHS Foundation board member and scholarship committee member, said the Hansons believe strongly in the importance of education and the need for well-trained healthcare professionals, and we're proud to continue the scholarship in their memory. The two $5,000 awards will be presented, and consideration will be given to applicants' academic citizenship and leadership abilities. Applications for that scholarship are available online at casshealth.org. And all the application deadlines will be on April the 1st, and they are due into the CCHS Foundation. For further information, you can contact CCHS Foundation Director Don Marnin at 712-243-7409. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.